The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
The theme for this week is mindfulness of the body. And so over these last 3 weeks, it's been three important areas of mindfulness: mindfulness of breathing, mindfulness of thinking, and mindfulness of emotion. And now we come to mindfulness of the body. And perhaps one of the rationales for that sequence during this time, this last month, is that everything we learn about mindfulness of breathing, thinking, and emotions sets the stage for to really be able to enter into mindfulness of the body. For the Buddha, mindfulness of the body was one of the most important practices. He emphasized it tremendously. He talked about how much goodness, so many benefits that come from mindfulness of the body, that it's a protection from all kinds of unsavory forces that come our way or arise within us. It's an incubator for some of the best qualities we have, the wholesome qualities we have. It's the where we can discover the path of the Dharma that unfolds, the deepening and opening of the path. And the Buddha even talked about awakening itself happens. He said it this way, that there is no awakening without there being mindfulness of the body. There is no experience of the deathless without mindfulness of the body. So some people find it perplexing that the body is emphasized so much. For some people, the body is just a hunk of meat that's useful for carrying us around. And the body is kind of senseless, and some pointless and senseless. And but as the meditation practice deepens, the body becomes more and more, makes more and more sense in the sense that it becomes more sensitive. And the heightened sensitivity of the body, this heightened attunement with the body, provides a tremendous amount of information, of freeing, of energy, of vitality, a real deeper sensitivity to where freedom can be found, where clinging and contraction exists, and how to release it. What's very interesting about the Buddha's teachings on the body is that when he talks about the body, he's not talking about the physical body in and of itself, but rather the physical body in how it's experienced. And it's the experienced body that we're practicing with in meditation, not strictly speaking the physical body. And so it's the sensate body, or the somatic body, the conscious body, the animated body. The contrast he doesn't do it explicitly, but one set of teachings, the contrast the Buddha seems to give is between a corpse that has no sensations and no thoughts, not impacted by any means. It's not conscious. There's no consciousness there in the corpse. And that all the sensations that we experience, all the subjective experience of the bodies we have, are there because we're alive. They're part of our animated system, the vitality of our nervous system that we have. And so, from the Buddhist point of view, the mind and body are not so separate. Perhaps the mind spreads out throughout the whole body, because it's how we're conscious, how we're aware of the body, which is the body that we actually can know. Maybe a researcher, a scientist, a doctor might know something about your physical body, but from the inside out, how we experience our body, how we feel and sense our body, is a subjective experience, deep subjective experience. Of course, we can live in our heads, live in our thoughts and ideas, and because of that, have treat the body as an object. Think about parts of our bodies almost like they're external from us, or there's a thing out there, we think about them in the control tower, and we have all kinds of ideas about the body, and we don't like parts of it, we like parts of it, we have concerns with it, and it's treated a little bit like an object, a thing that we can think about. Back in the world of aboutness, we talked about some weeks ago, what thinking is often about aboutness. We're thinking about the body, and therefore a little bit removed from the body itself, from the subjective experience of the body. And meditation is to drop into more and more deeply the subjective experience of the body, how the mind is aware of the body, the conscious body. And it turns out there's a world of difference between the body that we're aware of from the inside out and the body that we're not aware of. The body that we're mindful of, the breathing that we're mindful of, is very different than the breathing that we're not mindful of. It's almost like we have two bodies. The body that we go about without much consciousness about, attention to, without much being centered in the subjective experience of it, and the body that we're very conscious, where consciousness, awareness suffuses the body, and we're centered and aware of what goes on in the body. It's so radically different, these two modes. It's almost like we have two separate bodies. And I kind of believe that to some degree they operate differently. The more conscious we are and relaxed we are, the whole system works in a more healthy, harmonious way. For the purposes of meditation, this deep subjective experience of the body that's possible is giving us the feedback loop or the understanding of how we're changing, how we're developing, how meditation deepens. Because the experience of the body is not a fixed thing. The way that we have the subjective experience of our body is intimately connected to the state of our mind. The more concentrated we are, the experience of the body changes. People who don't meditate might feel or sense their body as a solid hunk of, you know, hardness or something, but as in clear boundaries. But as the mind gets concentrated and still, more mindful and more sensitive, the body becomes more fluid, more receptive, more softer, more spacious, more open in a fantastic kind of way. And it stops being hard or fixed. One of the things that was interesting for me in my early years of meditation was my body would get very relaxed and soft in meditation. But there would be some little place, some little lump of hardness, of tension, somewhere, my body. And I would go over there and bring attention to that. And then with time, it would begin to dissolve as well. But it was like I was going through the layers in the body of where tensions were held. When I first started meditating, I had a lot of tension in my body. My stomach was always tense. My jaws were tense. My eyes were kind of tense. My shoulders were much higher than they are now. And so as that began softening, I started seeing the kind of more and more subtle places of holding. And then they would dissolve. And so as they dissolved, the sense of the body being hard, lumpy, and kind of receded, and the body started feeling like a dynamic, fluid, open field of energy with lots of space. Is that experience of the body more or less accurate than the experience of the body we have walking around being tense and upset and feeling hard and boundaried? They're all just products of the mind to a big degree, the quality, the state of the mind. And one is not better, one is not, you know, I don't know, right or wrong in a sense, but one is conducive to greater freedom and compassion and love. This ability for the body not to be tight and be armored opens up so much potential that's needed to awaken in order to this, for this path of practice to unfold. So one of the, in this last guided meditation I did, one of the primary points I was trying to make is that the more relaxed the body can be, the more receptive it is. And this idea of meditating with receptivity is a very important quality for meditation. To meditate with assertiveness, like, you know, I'm going to make something happen, I'm going to get something to happen, and it's all about me kind of controlling and directing my meditation, it tends to create more tension or limitation. It doesn't create the room for the receptivity. To focus instead not on being, assertively focused, but to focus on being receptive, to be relaxed. And then as we get concentrated, like for example on the breathing, it's a receptive concentration and it's a settling on it. The word that often is translated as concentration in the teachings of the Buddha, sambhita, different than samadhi, but often they're very closely connected, and so the translators will translate it as concentration. It literally means to settle. And so there's a settling that can happen. We're receptive to relaxation, receptive to settling, receptive to take in and experience what goes on. And in relationship to breathing, we're receptive to the influence the breathing has on us. Breathing is not a neutral thing. It's not just a mechanical thing. It's at the nexus of so much of our whole life. And to sit and be receptive, to allow yourself to be receptive to the influence breathing has on you. Allow the breathing to condition your body, to open your body, and to begin showing you more and more how much, and how wonderful the conscious body is, the somatic body, the body that's suffused with awareness from the inside out, a place to rest, a place to trust, and a place that greater and greater freedom can arise. So thank you for this, and that's the theme for this week, mindfulness of the body.